Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
Now listen, whenever my next guest drops a track, believe it causes a commotion. Now he's back with his first release of 2022. It's called Nachna. It's been out for a good few weeks now. You guys been showing it so much love. It's only right we got him up on the show. And you know what? It's been a minute since I've spoken to him. So we'll show some love once again for a man like Shahid Boss.
Yeah. What's going on, Akshay? You good, my brother?
All good, man. It's all good. What you saying?
I'm good, you know. I'm good. I'm glad to be back. As you said, I'm back. And yeah, I'm ready to go, bro.
Without a doubt, man. And do you know what? You know, we haven't heard from you for a little while, man. I know, you know, there's been a lot of craziness in the world and, you know, lockdown and this, that, the other, man. But, you know, how are you just, you know, on a personal and on a professional front, man? You know, how is things?
Yeah, things have been good. Like, I think, since Nachna is the first single I dropped since the whole lockdown situation. I think through lockdown, I started getting more involved in producing and just taking a bit of time out on my own sound and like focusing on other people's artistry. And then just like end of last year, I would say, I just started getting more involved in producing some more music for myself for this year.
Yeah.
And then I thought this summer was the right time. And it was like, well, it was the end of summer in August when I dropped Nacho, and I thought, you know what, it's about time I came back, because obviously, it's one of them ones where even though I haven't been on social media for a couple of years, I'll check now and then and browse through, and people are always asking for new music. So I thought, you know what? I can't leave it any longer than 2 years. I know I'm quite known for like coming and then going, but I think it's time like to just hit them with a lot more music now. So yeah, I thought Nachna was a perfect one to come back, bring back some good energy, some good vibes into people's lives. Because I know a lot of people have been through a lot of bad stuff.
Of course, man, of course. And you know what? Like you said, you're always dipping in and out, right? You know, which we don't like, because, you know, we're like, where's he gone, man? Where's he gone? But one thing about you, Shahid, and, you know, me and you go way back, and, you know, you know, I've been following your career from the beginning. But when you do come back, you know, you are so good at reinventing yourself. You know, you go away and you come back, you know, with this whole new different sound, a whole new vibe, a whole new swag, you know, and you know, which is I think it's really important for an artist to keep on kind of I don't know, regenerating, reinventing, you know, so their sound and doesn't sound stale and it's always fresh, you know. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as what you said from the start of that section, you said that you've been supporting me from day one, and I've seen that actually, like, your radio show has always supported me, like you said, from day one. Also, shout out to Sabres FM, has always been showing love. I agree. Like, what it is with me is I'm a perfectionist, like a lot of musicians are. Yeah. But I think I take it to another level. Like, I feel like we're in an age where a lot of people nowadays are just dropping a lot of music and not really putting the same time and effort in as in back in the day. Whereas for me, like, there's no way that I'll drop a single if I'm not feeling it 100%, like, I'll go over and over my records. I don't just, even I might write my record in 5 minutes, but I'll make sure over, like, a 4-week period that I'm tweaking it, like, just make, oh, do you know what, this line could be better, or do you know what, the volume needs changing here. Like, I'm a real perfectionist, and I won't drop music unless I think it's perfect, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's why I've always come with a certain standard every time I drop, and I feel like that's why the fan base is always there.
Of course, man, and you know, and you know, that reflects, you know, in your music. But as an artist, Shahid, I've got to ask you, you know, what motivates you, and what still, after all these years, what motivates you and what inspires you to keep doing what you're doing, you know, musically,
you know,
man?
What? I think with me, I think the fact I do take breaks keeps me, like, still looking. And two, is a similar one, it's just that I do love making music, you know what I mean? Like, so just the fact that I do look, you know what I mean, I love the process of making music, and then people receiving it well, do you know what I mean?
Of course.
And that always, again, just another point is that I make music that I like as well. So I feel like I'm not trying to make music like, oh, do you know what, I'm going to do this kind of record for radio, or I'm going to do this kind of record for this audience, or blah blah blah. I just make music that I like, and I feel like what I like, a lot of people do.
Of course, man. Of course. And, you know, obviously you've been in the game a little while now, Shahid. You know, what important lessons do you think you've learnt along the way? In fact, let me phrase it or even flip it like this, right? You know, if you had to jump into a time machine, right? You know, funnily enough, it was Back to the Future Day yesterday, right? But if you had to jump into a time machine and, you know, go and go give advice to a young Shahid Bus starting out on the scene, man, you know, what advice would you give?
I probably would say, like, I should have. There were certain opportunities that were given to me, and maybe I overthought it too much. So I feel like I've missed opportunities just for overthinking and just thinking, oh, but what about this? What about that? Rather than doing it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd say to myself, and that's also what I'd say to any artist coming up. Like, of course, you need to have some sort of level of thinking, but I feel like don't go too far into the thinking and just, you know what I mean, just do it. And really and truly, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. Of course, man, of course. Now let's get into this new one. And, you know, kind of talking about, you know, going back in time, you know, I love the fact with this record, Shahid, yeah, right, you've got this old school garage vibe going on, and, you know, and yeah, mixed with that, you've got that distinctive Shahid Bus sound, man. You know, it is perfect magic, man. You know, talk to me about how this tune came together, man.
And it's exactly what you're saying. So for me, yeah, I'll be honest with you, like, growing up, I never really listened to Asian music that much. But the only era was, like, when I was just finishing school, the only era where I thought Asian music was very, like, what I did, like, I used to hear people, because obviously I keep Asian friends around me, and they always used to play, like, these garage mixes with Asian vocals on. And I didn't understand it or nothing, but I used to think, oh, these are hard. So then last year I was thinking, you know what, I want to bring that vibe back. Like, I remember, for me, I feel like that's when the British Asian scene was, like, in the music scene was in the best place ever. So I thought, you know what, this year I want to bring that back. So I got in the studio with a producer. Well, there's a couple of producers called Mazza on the track. Got in the studio with them, and I was like, yo, I want to reinvent that. I want to bring that sound back, because I feel like every Asian loves that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although, like, I was just talking about not making the sound for them, but I liked it. Do you know what I mean? So I thought, I want to bring that vibe back. So we did that. I feel like we nailed it, because, yeah, this song's just ringing off right now. And I think I dropped it in August, and it's still getting played every day, even now. So, yeah, it hit the spot. I'm very happy with this record.
Without a doubt, man, you know, the love and the feedback for it is, you know, is absolutely immense. And and the video, you know, obviously you dropped the video for this as well. And, you know, I know you get quite involved with your videos and the conception, everything. You know, you're looking good, brother. And, you know, the video's looking slick as well, man.
Thank you, man. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I edited this video as well. I edit a lot of my own videos. So, yeah, I came up with the concept. Day ones might remember that I did my first record that blew up for me was Nisonia, and I kind of wanted to do a rejig of that. So only the day ones will know, because the video is not there no more, but they'll be like, yeah, I'm sure I've seen similar things. So I wanted to bring it back.
Yeah.
So I went for that court kind of Nisonia kind of feel. And obviously, we got a good team involved in the video. We had some great models on the day, most of them are friends. And then, yeah, we just had a vibe, man. Like, that's why I like to keep. I like to keep everything organic.
Without a doubt, man. Now, listen, this track came out, you know, back in August. As you already know, and, you know, as I've been saying, you know, it's just blown up, man. Now, please, 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 Shahid, don't just disappear on us, right? And, like, and then we don't, like, hear from you for, like, you know, 6 months or whatever,
nah,
man.
Nah. I never just drop one single and run away. I'd at least give you 3-4 before I run away. So don't worry, bro. We got, and I'm not even lying, the next one.
Yeah.
Boy, the next one's one of my favorites that I've ever done. It's a Bollywood remix, yeah.
No!
And this one's crazy, bro, like. Yeah, I'm honestly not even guessing it. I'm so happy to drop. I can't wait to drop this one. It's coming soon. We haven't got a release date, but it's coming very, very, very soon.
Bro, man. You know, I'm a big Bolly head, right? So, you know, that come on, baby.
This one's hard.
Yes. I can't wait.
Like, although we've got a Bollywood remix, like, I've done it in a way where it's so, like, up to date. So we've got the Bollywood vocal on it, but then the way the production is, again, Mazza on the track, the way we've done it is just crazy, bro. It's like, Yeah, I can't even. You're just going to have to hear it. It's crazy.
Shied, man. I can't wait, man. Oh, listen, we're going to watch this space. And, you know, we might just have to get you back to talk about it, Shied.
Every time.
All right, we're going to make that happen. Bro, listen, thank you so much for joining me up on the show this evening. Always a vibe, man. Always a vibe. Love speaking to you.
I appreciate you.
Love and support for you, always.
Come on.
And it's only right before, you know, we wrap it up, my brother, you introduced the new one.
You're listening to Akshay right now. You don't know what it is. Shy Boss. And listen to my brand new record, Much Now.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.